In today's gospel, we see Jesus is coming to see his disciples. And they are terrified. We can ask, you know, there is many reasons why they can be terrified. First, well, they betrayed their master. You see, he is now so powerful. Well, what about revenge? What he will do to us? And other questions. So he meets them in their fear, in their troubled hearts, and open their minds to understand the scriptures to help them overcome all this fear, lack of faith, unbelief, all questions and doubts. And what he does next? He asks for bread. And this phrase I like very much. Have you anything here to eat? He makes the situation very comfortable for them. I would say this is really awesome, because he gives them the time to get used to him again, to cool down, smile, to bring back the old memories of old good days when they were eating together, feeding the thousands, fishing. I may see the big smile on his face, which just reload atmosphere there and help them to just be in peace again. And then what? Then he talks about important things. And see, coming from the hell, he's not talking to them how was there, you know, how it was to kick Satan, to beat him up. No, he just speaks about what is really important. And what is this? He talks about repentance and forgiveness that need to be preached to all nations in his name. This is his Easter message. We are here all still full of joy because of the crisis reason. Full of joy because of new people received into the church, received new life. And now we hear the words again. Repent. Forgive. Convert. You know, it's like, it's kind of the, doesn't match the Easter season. But it makes sense for Jesus. Because all this joy, all this renewal we experience during the Easter celebration, it's meant to give us strength in our conversion, to direct us to forgiveness, to renew our strength for changing our lives. In order that we may live every day more and more closer as God's sons and daughters. You know, by forgiving others, loving others, asking for forgiveness, and doing everything what he told us to do in the gospel. So if Jesus tells us about that, then I need to ask you too, how is your conversion? How is your growth in faith, in relation with God? Or maybe there is no growth. Maybe there is stagnation. How is your forgiveness? Is there anyone whom you need to forgive or ask for forgiveness? Maybe there is still something you try hide from God, which you haven't fully given to him, what you hold back, trying to be smarter than what Jesus teaches. Well, as you see, the Jesus' central message is that he really cares for us. And these are the fruits of his redemption, that he offers forgiveness, reconciliation, and supports us in our way of daily conversion. And this is really big. This is big because this is what Jesus is still so concerned after his resurrection. And we need once again, let this Easter joy renew us. His resurrection renew us, and let this theme of forgiveness on conversion become also big in our lives too. Another thing, we need to really once again look on how he interacts with disciples, those frightened guys, you know, full of fear, maybe full of shame. How he gives them time to just make more comfortable with them, the situation. He asked for bread, something to eat. He showed them his wounds. He gives them time to just get to used to him once again and to see that he is not mad on them. He won't punish them for anything. That he by his what he's doing, he shows them forgiveness and unconditional love. Now, thinking about our lives, how often we may see God as a kind of scary, who just have the rules to follow, and that how sometimes we need to spend more time with him and just let him show us his love. Let him make the situation more comfortable. To see first that he really cares for me, that he's not here to just judge me and punish me and look for revenge for my sins. No, he's looking for me to give me a hug, to forgive me my sins, to give me his grace, to make my life better. So may the risen Lord who asked for it something to eat also be present in our lives.